5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everyone. We are going to start out with a story out of Canada. This is on Fox News, which I've looked at other reports from other news outlets, and it's the same story. It's pretty straightforward, cut and dry. But the headline of this article says, Baptist pastor shocked after being fired for transgender reveal. Okay, what happened is this church in Canada has been allowing women to preach in their church since around 1950. So, anybody that's listening to this that's a true believer, sorry, every episode you're going to hear my dog flap her ears around. But anyway, anybody that's listening to this that's a true believer, you already know that a woman is not permitted to teach in front of men. And this is in the church. There's two sides to this that we've got to talk about. You have the secular world and you have the church. So, the first thing I want to say is this church in Canada was wrong for ever allowing a woman to teach. And I know people, oh, Jeff, you're sexist. No, it's biblical. And allow me to read to you what God's command is. This is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 11. Let a woman Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Straight from the inerrant, infallible Word of God. So, what that is saying is, a woman is not permitted to lead a church or teach in front of men. She is allowed to teach in women groups. She's allowed to teach children. And this is all in the church. I'm not talking about the secular world. I'm talking about inside the church. Now you might be saying, well, it's a transgender. Okay. That's another reason why anyone should not be permitted to teach the Word of God. Because if you were a transgender, then what you were saying is God got it wrong. In this case, it's a man that wants to be a woman. I will not refer to him as a her or she. He's a man. Biologically, he is a man. If he wants to go around addressing himself as a woman, that's his right in the world. But I do not have to play along. It's not disrespect, it's honesty. This man has transformed his physical appearance to appear as a woman, and that is blasphemy against God. That is straightforward saying that God got it wrong, that you're supposed to be something else. So, should this man be allowed to hold a leadership position in a church? Absolutely not. Why is that? Number one, like I said, he's saying that God got it wrong. He should have been a woman. And number two, if we're going to play by the secular world rules here and say that, oh, you got to call him a her. Okay, let's play that game. He has chosen to be a her. What does the scripture say? A woman is not permitted to lead or teach in front of men. Now, I know everybody's looking at this like, well, what's the big deal, man? You know, everybody sins. Everybody does. Yes, everybody does sin. But a true believer lives their life knowing that they are a sinner and they repent of those sins. They turn from those sins. They want to live more Christ-like. Will they ever live perfectly as Christ did? No. That is why Jesus was the perfect sacrifice to cleanse all who come to believe so that they can be seen righteous before God. And then, you know, of course the LGBTQ has a huge issue with churches, but it's just for the simple fact that a church that is led by real men, real leaders that stand for the Word of God, they do not permit these things to happen in their church. They are commanded by God to protect the bride of Christ, which is the church. And if those men are not protecting the bride of Christ, it is the congregation's job to call those men out. Do I think this man that wants to be a woman is a terrible person and he's going to burn in hell? I don't judge people. That's not my place. We all stand before God and we will all be judged by God. Now, again, I want to go back and address the issue that this church is wrong for allowing women to teach all the years that they have, since like 1949, 1950. The issue, the overall issue with this is very simple. If you were a true believer in Jesus Christ, then you are to follow the commandments that God has laid out for us in the scripture. The scripture is the inerrant, infallible word of God. So, if you are a true believer and you are allowing women to lead or teach in your church, you are teaching a false doctrine. But I don't hold all the blame on this man. I'll hold the elders of this church accountable. They should never have let women teach in their church. God does not recognize a woman as a leader in a church. I know this is a touchy subject. I get it. But it all comes down to the fact that if you are a true believer, then you are to live your life Christ-like. You are to follow the inerrant, infallible Word of God. You are not perfect. You will fall short. All of us will. But when the church turns away from the Scripture and goes with what's popular in the secular world, then immediately the church is turning away from God's commandments. It clearly says all through Scripture that Christians will be hated. But here's the thing. True believers, we do not say these things in hate. We want people to receive salvation. We do not wish for anyone to suffer God's wrath. We pray for everyone to turn their life to Jesus Christ so that they can receive the greatest gift, which is eternal salvation. So again, when I say that these elders, they should step down. If this church even has elders, I don't know. But if they do, these men are not fit to lead the church. And the congregation needs to address that. And they need to approach these elders and demand that they step down from their leadership position in their church and that they repent. I pray for him. I pray for this man that claims to be a woman now. And I've heard people say, I've had discussions about women teaching in church. And one thing that I get a lot is, well, what if a woman is just really well educated in Scripture and she really knows how to teach the Word? If she's very well educated, then she knows that she's not supposed to lead or teach in front of men. So when that woman crosses that line and claims that she's a pastor, then she shows that she is not as well educated in the Scripture as she claims to be. So, are there brilliant women in churches? Absolutely. I can introduce you to a few at mine. But those women also know that it is forbidden for them to lead or teach in the church. Simple as that. So, now that I'm done preaching, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up and the chaos that this could bring. So bear with me through this, all right? A lot of you probably already know, but the CARE Act is about to get squashed, meaning that you having protection from being evicted is very possibly coming to an end as early as Saturday. you know, when they made the first stimulus package, they put into effect the CARE Act, where no one could be evicted from their home. It was a federal protection. And then, in the stimulus package, you could qualify to get a weekly check. That's great news. You know, we're in the middle of a supposed pandemic. People have lost jobs. Companies have shut down. The economy is in the toilet. Unemployment is rising higher and higher every day. But hey, don't worry. We're the government. We got you. We're not going to allow any property owners, any landlords to evict you from your home because you can't pay the rent. And on top of that, we're going to pay you to stay at home. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of people that have needed this help. And I'm not making jokes towards you at all. I was lucky enough not to lose my job. So I've had a pretty normal going life throughout the COVID-19. But a lot of people have nothing. I mean, to this day, businesses are still announcing shutdowns. But don't worry. The government can come in and save the day. They can sign off on the second stimulus package, extend the CARE Act, and continue that weekly paycheck for you. But there's a lot of talk going on that you're going to lose a big chunk of that check. This could potentially put 12 million people out on the street. I read it in an article yesterday morning. 12 million people. Families. You name it. Americans. 12 million of you. Could be homeless by Monday. I pray that doesn't happen. But I also think that this should be a wake-up call to everyone that has been living in this bubble of the government's got it under control, they're taking care of us, they're doing what they got to do, they're working on a vaccine, the miracle vaccine. No. Let's play the what-if game, okay? According to statistics, COVID-19 has a 99.84% recovery rate. Yes, there has been casualties. But what if we went back to living our lives? What if? I'm asking. I'm playing the what if game. Send the kids back to school. Let jobs open back up. Let the American people go back to work. Quit mandatory mask wearing. What would happen? Would there be casualties? Yeah. There's been casualties already. You know, hey, quarantine and this thing's gone. Yeah, that's worked out. Wear masks. It's going to reduce the numbers. Yeah, that's worked out. What if we hit this thing head on? What if? What if we go back to normal? Stop letting the government decide what's what. We decide. We stop bickering. We stop making it political. And we take a stand. United. As Americans. What would happen? The economy would start going back up. People would get sick. People would recover. There would be casualties. People die every day. It's the part of life. We live, we die. You know, think about it this way too. What do we do when flu season comes around? What do we do when flu season comes around? We keep living life. We keep doing the things that we got to do day to day. If you're sick, you stay at home. When you get better, you come back to work. Or you go back to school. Do you spread it the first couple of days you're sick because you don't know you're sick? Sometimes. But you live through it. Some people don't. Some people do. There is never going to be the perfect scenario for this. You know, every day they're saying something new. Every single day. You know, what was it in the beginning? Oh, if we can make it till summer, the heat's going to kill this out. You know, we might have a second wave in the fall going into winter. But, you know, we're predicting that the numbers are going to drop drastically, you know, come June, July because of the heat wave. Well, according to the media and the government, the numbers are still going up. We're being fed propaganda. What are the facts? What are the absolute facts? Number one, COVID-19 is nothing more than a cousin to the common cold. Is it more contagious? Okay, yeah. But that doesn't mean that everybody that gets it is going to die. You know, I used to work in assisted living, and they were prepared for things. Little outbreaks, you know, it's a contained area, of course, but here's the thing, you know, it's like in assisted living and nursing homes, C. diff is a very, very violent, fatal illness that can break out and kill people. And if you don't know anything about C. diff, look it up. It's horrific. And it is catastrophic for elderly with pre-existing conditions that are already living in the nursing home. C. diff can take their life. But what happens? One patient gets it. The facility goes into action. They quarantine that person. They monitor everyone else. They keep full alert. And it'll pass. I've seen it happen. In 7 years of working in assisted living, I saw C. diff break out 4 times. And not one person lost their life because the staff took action. They didn't lock down the whole facility. They contained it. And it passed. people say, well, you know, we've done quarantine, that should have contained it, but everybody wasn't doing it. Of course everybody wasn't doing it. Everybody's not going to listen. You know, I'm on the side of have mass group gatherings. Let's get it over with. That's the problem. It's being drug out. I may be wrong. But I know what we're doing isn't working. I know we're being lied to. But you know what's more important than that? Everybody's so worried about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith because she had an entanglement. What's an entanglement? That's an affair. She cheated. I know I'm just rabbit hole here. But I mean, seriously. You start flipping through media. You know? Start looking through articles. Start flipping through reports. You know what you're going to see a lot of? Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Will Smith, and Jada Pinkett Smith. I could care less that Jada Pinkett Smith slept with another man. That's between her and her husband. I could care less what Kim Kardashian does every day. Makes no difference to me. What does make a difference is what we're being told and we're being manipulated. Ah, Jeff, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know, I didn't start this podcast to be like tinfoil hats. Those guys are funny, by the way, if you've never listened to them. Check them out. All right, phone. Sorry. All right, look. This is last week. This is last episode that I'm doing for the week. And I think I'm going to wrap it up on this. But one thing that I ask is look into this. What if we stand up and say we're done? We're done with you shutting down, with the government shutting down our businesses. We're done with the mandatory mask mandates. What if? I mean, one last thing that I want to point out, too, is I keep reading all these articles about kids going to summer camps. But yeah. But yet we're so freaked out about them going back to school. And I've said it over and over again. They're playing sports. They're interacting, which I think is great. I'm all for it. Let them play sports. Let them go have sleepovers. Let them have birthday parties. Let them have pool parties. Let them go to summer camp. Let them go back to school. We've got to change things. Whichever presidential candidate that you lean towards is not the savior. He is not your hero. He is not in this for your best interest. None of them are. But we can unite and stand together. And take our country back. And let the government know that they work for us. So, I mean, just think about it. If you'd like to hit me up, talk about it, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. We also have our Facebook page up now, so please hit us up on Facebook. And We're also on iTunes, and I don't know all the streaming apps that we're on right now, but I know when you go to iTunes, it adds you to a bunch of them. So should be a little bit easier to find us, spread the word, let your friends know that they can tune in and listen to me ramble on, gripe about stuff, all that, whatever. But thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And again, feel free to reach out again. One more time, email address, sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook. Be sure to check us out on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. Helps me kind of keep track of if anybody's listening or not. And feel free to leave us a comment on iTunes. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And we will be back next week. Take care, everybody.